The cost to create a new parking stall in Metro Vancouver can cost as much as $230,000, according to a new report. The escalating costs are often due to geotechnical challenges, like poor soil conditions and high water tables, according to a staff report to Metro Vancouver's Regional Planning Committee. In such cases, reducing the number of parking spaces can significantly lower development costs, wrote Mark Sainan, a senior planner for Metro's Regional Planning and Housing Services. The analysis is part of a wider regional parking strategy set to be released later this year. Interim findings suggest off-street residential parking remains heavily oversupplied, by an average of 47% in strata buildings and 35% in market rental buildings. Across Metro Vancouver, parking was found to range from 0.65 to 1.91 vehicles per dwelling unit, with demand dropping the most in rental housing near frequent or rapid transit. A means of income. The latest report comes amid ongoing efforts from the BC government to lower the cost of housing while encouraging forms of transportation that have a lower carbon footprint. In December 2023, the province amended the Local Government Act and the Vancouver Charter to remove residential minimum parking requirements in most transit-oriented areas, such as those near SkyTrain stations. Andy Yan, director of Simon Fraser University's City Program, said that while he is not pro-car, he would have liked the province to have made more evidence-based decision-making when it comes to who could lose out under the legislation. High-rises and SkyTrain in downtown New Westminster, BC. By increasing building density around transit hubs, the provincial government aims to make more efficient use of scarce urban land, while reducing energy consumption and carbon emissions from fewer long trips in gas-powered cars. Jennifer Gauthier, Record Files. Building homes around transit hubs makes certain assumptions, he said, including that transit takes people to work and often to Vancouver's downtown core. But for many residents of the region, going to work means traveling between municipalities on bus routes that are often the first ones cut as TransLink forecasts a more than $600 million budget shortfall, Yan said. He pointed to his years growing up in East Vancouver, when his mother would drive to make the 6 a.m. shift at a bakery on Anisus Island. A car isn't just a car. It's a means of income. That's the complication, Yan said. Yan added that he knows why planners want less car dependency, but the question is, are we willing to fund its alternative? Reducing parking could lower housing costs. In his report to Metro's Planning Committee, Sainan described the 2023 legislative change as a significant achievement, but one that has also brought a number of challenges. There remains uncertainty, he said, around the scope of local government authority, including how visitor parking and parking maximums will function under the new rules. Removing minimum parking requirements does not necessarily mean that less parking will be built. However, this step is critical in avoiding arbitrary oversupply, wrote the planner. Sainan warned there was no guarantee that home builders would pass along savings in the absence of minimum parking requirements. At the same time, he said rules that force builders to create more parking does increase the cost of housing because the amenity makes the unit more functional and marketable. Parking stalls are often seen as making a condo unit more marketable, though sometimes promises fall short. In 2022, owners who bought a new Port Moody condo as their dream home found they had been assigned a parking stall that barely allowed them to open their car doors. Complaints to the developer and real estate agent went unanswered, prompting them to call on the city to intervene. Submitted. The staff report found adding 1.2 stalls per unit would require, on average, another $35,000 in annual household income to qualify for the mortgage. Development calculations are entirely different for nonprofit developers whose primary goal is reducing end-user costs, the report states. For these developers, providing less or no parking drives significantly greater affordability, as savings are passed along to end users in the form of lower rent, or can be used to deliver even more affordable units or projects. Sainan said the project team is working with the province to understand how the legislative changes passed 13 months ago will impact Metro's 21 member jurisdictions. The final report is expected to be released sometime around mid-2025. Editor's note. This story has been revised to clarify comments from Andy Yan on government commitments to fund public transportation.